You're tuned to Talk of the Town on SuperDoc 1270. I'm Steve Bach, along with Jason Spies from the Crude Life. You can catch Crude Life and many of our interviews here on a Wattage Wednesday on SuperDoc 1270 on the Crude Life, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. with Jason on SuperDoc 1270. Joining us on the next segment of the program, Thomas Brewer. Now, one of the things you may have seen making national headlines, and it came out this morning, they're talking about a lot of different industries that may have mental health issues. We just saw in the aviation industry, they're putting some onus into pilots and their mental health right now. Most notably, the pilot that tried to crash the plane by turning the motors off with Alaskan Airlines, who was going through a mental health crisis. He was going through a breakdown. And that was his response. You got to be careful out there. And coming out of COVID, there are a lot of mental health issues out there. And the oil and gas industry, no different than any other industry. And how do you address that? Our guest, Thomas Brewer, speaker, author. He is a crisis consultant and published author, corporate trainer, law enforcement chaplain, which is something I've got a dear spot in my heart for with our crisis care chaplains here in the Bismarck Mandan area. Thomas, thanks for coming to the show.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Give us a little background. Mental health industry, and there really hasn't been a focus on mental health in any industry until we're coming out of COVID. And all of a sudden, it's turned into such a big issue. But I'm a little remiss to say that some of the issues have always been there, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, coming from a background of over 20 years as a law enforcement chaplain, you know, of course, I have dealt with and continue to deal with crisis, death, fatality, mental health with our responders and helping them. But you're correct. You know, during the COVID pandemic, and as we're coming out of that, you know, you use the term buzzwords, you know, the buzzwords of mental health is being more prevalent, whether it's through celebrities helping bring that to the forefront or just conversations with people. So, you know, it's absolutely there. And, you know, it's a time for me that is a little exciting because I believe if we take care of ourselves mentally, it can also transpire to being, you know, better in our relationships, a better parent, and then in any industry that we work in, a more productive and profitable employee.
One of the things that the Crude Life has always focused on is the families and mental health during the holidays. And one year we had an individual reach out from the Permian Basin, because there was a lot of oil and gas workers away from their families during Easter season. And so she asked that the Crude Life would help out, because not only can we help create some momentum, but we can also open some doors and offer some other resources that maybe her company couldn't offer. So we were able to put together like 20, 30 different Easter baskets for kids that were away from their parents and that sort of thing. Oftentimes when we think of heavy industry, they just think of the accidents. They think of the big sensational oil explosions and the deep water seas and that kind of thing. But there's a holiday part to this, because 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off have now become a month on, a week off type of a thing in some scenarios. Explain to people out there how the mental health in the holidays can really be very impactful in someone's life in heavy industry.
Oh, absolutely. Here's one of the things that I try to communicate to business leaders, to company owners, is this thought process. If we do not have our head in the game, if we are not totally focused on the task in front of us, we can get ourselves or our crew injured or killed. Meaning that many times when you look at the injuries and unfortunately the fatalities in heavy industry, if you really go, and I believe if you really go back and you research those, talking to the safety professionals, that yes, it can be equipment related, but many times if you really dig in deep and you investigate into the cause of it, it was that one of the individuals involved in the incident was distracted because of something something off the work site, either a family situation, a health concern, a crisis at home, maybe something's not working at the house and they're hours away and they're trying to get the repairs done. Whether it's they're caring for an ill or disabled parent, family member long term, but they're away, those distractions, if we are not totally focused on the task at hand, can cause us to get into situations and then potentially injuries and fatalities that possibly normally wouldn't be there, but it's because we're not completely focused on the task at hand. And during the holiday season, that's when people want to be with their families. That's when they're wanting to provide for their families. And there's so many dynamics that can take place of the economy being away that can really cause an individual to not be totally focused on their on the task at hand in front of them.
We're talking with Thomas Brewer from the TB Group, talking about mental health within the oil and gas industry. And there's a focus out there in a lot of different industries, and oil and gas is just one. Like I said, I think a lot of the focus that we're seeing, the attention that it's getting, the issues have always been there, maybe a little exacerbated through COVID, but the issues have always been there. It's just nice to see some mainstream media starting to pay attention to what's out there when it comes to mental health. This is Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270. I'm Steve Bakken along with Jason Spies from The Crude Life. You can catch The Crude Life Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. right here on Super Talk 1270.
The Crude Life would like to welcome and invite each and every one of you to the Energy Exposition happening in Las Vegas, Nevada, February 7th and 8th, 2024. Oil, gas, wind, solar, uranium, Bitcoin, sustainable solutions, and much, much more at this year's Energy Exposition happening in Las Vegas, February 7th and 8th. Folks, you don't want to miss the Crude Life Podcast Pool Party happening February 7th. It's the week before the Super Bowl, folks. The Energy Exposition, the Crude Life is all in 2024. For more information, check out energyexposition.com.
You're tuned to Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270. I'm Steve Bakken along with Jason Spies from The Crude Life. Crude Life Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. right here on Super Talk 1270. You can catch many of the interviews on The Crude Life, the week in review, right here on Super Talk 1270 and many of the stations around the Crude Life Network as well. We're talking with Thomas Brewer, TB Group, mental health within the oil and gas industry.
And I'll tell you, Steve, I'm if we have a minute, we should listen to Thomas's story about his latest keynote, because it involves trauma, and also, you know, he's got some other things that go along with it. But Thomas, if you have a second, give us an overview of what you're currently speaking on with your keynote to organizations.
Yeah, I appreciate it. One of the things I'm doing right now is a keynote talk, whether it's to industries, in any market, first responders, oil and gas, you know, whatever it might be. And here's the title of the talk: How Trauma Saved My Life. And it's an interesting title, and people go, oh my gosh, how can trauma save your life? Well, I went through a series of what I call traumas that really, when I look back on it, as horrific as they were, as gut-wrenching as they were, and they were, that really I'm a better person now today in 2023 than I was even a couple of years ago. But in the moment, it was absolutely gut-wrenching of what I've went through. And everybody's trauma is different. But for me, as I was sharing with you guys off the air, I have not only do I have our LLC, my for-profit side, I have a nonprofit side that I raised my own support to be a chaplain and help out agencies. And when I started that ministry back in 2002, that 501c3, my best friend came alongside of me to help me. And this guy had been my best friend for over 30 years. We had traveled across the country doing vacations together with me and my daughters. He always traveled with us. We had dinner together a lot of times here in Oklahoma City, 3 to 5 nights a week. Every holiday, he was with my mom and I and my daughters. Like a second father, a second son in the family. But unfortunately, 2 years ago, this coming April, my best friend took his own life. And after the fact, we found out that he had a past that none of us knew about. There was no warning about it, no hint about it. But ultimately, we found out that he had been a serial bank robber back in the late 90s and early 2000s. And that was the time when him and I were traveling and doing vacations together and hanging out. Nobody knew. It covered three states. But because of that, I went through a lot of emotional trauma of just going, how could this be? Here I am. I've got 20 years of law enforcement experience. How did I not know this? But the gut-wrenching part with me was the Sunday morning that he took his life. I actually was not speaking at a church that morning. I was at the church I attend when I'm not speaking somewhere. And I drove by the location where he took his life about 20 to 30 minutes, we believe, after he did it. I drove within 100 yards of where he was laying, and I had no clue till later that night. And that emotionally just tore me up later. Started having nightmares that I talk about in my keynote. I'm very open and transparent about it. But ultimately, I had to seek out help and get help, even though I help other people. I knew I needed professional help. And because of that, was able to move on. I still think about him almost every day. And now I smile. I still grieve the loss, but I'm able to encourage people through this talk because of the trauma and because of getting help professionally. I'm better today than I was 2 years ago.
No, we got about a minute and a half, Jason. I'll let you finish up.
No, I was going to say that's quite a story. And, you know, it seems a little bit heavy at times, but
yep.
the moral of the story for people, they walk away and, you know, being a little bit more enlightened, but also they feel better about certain things, don't they, Thomas?
Oh, absolutely. Because it's not a downer story. There's parts of it that are tough to share, but when I finish it out, when I conclude it, it's encouragement. It's encouraging the people in the audience that, you know, take one step in front of the other, seek out that help. There's also, if, you know, we've all made mistakes in our life, just like my friend had, and he would have had to pay for those mistakes with society. But even through the mistakes, I talk about how there's grace. It's not a faith-based talk. It's all social. I can do the faith-based side of it in churches and for like prayer practices and stuff. But when I go into companies, I don't go into that side of it. But it's really just encouraging people that we all make mistakes, but through encouragement, through people walking with us, that we can get through those and we can be better people on the other side.
Thomas, we're up against a break, about 20 seconds. How do people get a hold of you if they want more information?
Oh, absolutely. Through social media, TB Group LLC on Facebook, on LinkedIn, Thomas Brewer, or they can call me directly, 405-833-7229. 405-833-7229. Would love to talk to you, leave a message, and I'll call you back. But I'd love to come help any organization be better and be productive and have positive mental health.
Awesome, Thomas. Thank you.
Absolutely.
In a world of ever-changing energy, staying ahead is crucial. We are introducing Oil Man Magazine, your trusted source for leaders in American energy. At Oil Man Magazine, they deliver more than just everyday industry news. They provide a comprehensive overview of the oil and gas market, revealing the trends, technologies, and software applications shaping the future. The Oil Man Magazine honors the proud history of the oil and gas industry by reporting on the cutting-edge developments that drive progress. Dive into fascinating articles about the future of the oil business, pipeline safety, going green, and security concerns. Discover what's happening with oil in America and around the world. The Oil Man Magazine's website is your gateway to the latest news, insights, and breakthroughs in the industry. Everything you need to know about the oil industry is right here in one convenient place. The Oil Man's user-friendly website is packed with helpful information and great features, ensuring you're always up to date. But time is of the essence. The severity of the oil and gas industry demands immediate attention. Now is the time to act. Visit oilmanmagazine.com and empower yourself with the knowledge that drives change. Together, let's shape the future of the oil and gas industry. Oil Man Magazine and their companion magazines, Oil Woman Magazine and Energies Magazine, leading the way for the leaders in American energy. Oil Man Magazine, your compass in a rapidly evolving world.